Hello, my name is Angel Lopez, and today I'm going to be interviewing Lucy Lopez, as she is a college alumni and a four-year student athlete. Hi, Lucy.
Hi.
So today I'm going to be interviewing you on the how did you balance your school work or homework and your sports that you did at Buena?
Awesome.
Okay, so question one, what was it like to balance your schoolwork and your sports?
For the most part, it wasn't too difficult in the beginning because I think there was still enough time in my schedule to work out classes and sports. But around my junior year is when it really started to pick up because I was taking at that time more AP and honors classes. So it really was gradual at first and then very much an exponential course load. So there was a lot less time that I was given to, you know, prepare for classes, do homework, get ready for exams. So it was challenging, to say the least.
Okay, interesting. What sport did you play in high school?
I played 4 years of Buena girls soccer under Trish. And then I did a season of track and field, which was on the off season for soccer.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So you said that junior year was your hardest year, correct?
Yes.
What were some challenges that you faced during that year?
Honestly, I think the hardest challenge is really just time management, because the truth is you're in school for, you know, about 9 hours a day. I was going to classes, you know, zero period all the way to seventh period. And by the time I was getting out of school, 4:30, I had half an hour to get ready for a second practice. So by the time you're really home, ready to do homework, it's like 8 o'clock. So, I mean, ask any student who has other things going on, you know, 8 hours or less than 8 hours to do your homework and you've got AP classes. It's not easy. So I think one of the hardest challenges for me, and I think a lot of students face, is that, you know, there's not enough hours in the day to do everything. I mean, we're capable and we're young, but it's also, you know, you want to have time for your friends. You want to have time for your family. And it becomes hard to, you know, manage your classes if you don't utilize your time when you're at school. Those lunch periods and those break periods, I was doing homework in between classes. And that was just to manage my, you know, after school. So at 8:30, 9:30 o'clock, I could just, you know, kind of relax.
Okay, that's pretty cool. Would you say that you spent your time wisely?
I think I did better towards the end, because I think like anything, you kind of have to try to see what works for you, because for some students, they can't, you know, they have to start something, they have to finish something. And for other students, you might feel like I can do little pieces here and little pieces there. But the biggest thing is that you have to also figure out what kind of student you are. Are you able to, you know, do something in a short amount of time and it's quality work, or do you need to spend the time to really look at it, really analyze it? Because there's a difference between doing your homework to complete your homework and really understanding what you're doing. So I think I spent my time wisely much better, probably end of junior year to senior year. I think I was much better about time.
Very interesting. Would you consider the lessons you learned in high school were brought and made you better for college, better prepared?
Absolutely. I think one of the things that I don't think I was prepared for college, which I think a lot of students feel, is that the pace of the classes, as well as the level of interaction that you have with your teachers. Because, you know, in high school, your teachers are there 8 hours and it's their job to be there for you, meaning, you know, they're there because they want to help your learning. They want to help and facilitate your growth as a student. And in college, that's not the case. A lot of these teachers are professors, but they are also academics and researchers. So they really are there only for about 2 hours and then they go to, you know, do the rest of their work. So it's, you know, part of the skill set that you learn in high school, which I hope more students get to do, is to talk to their teachers, because that skill set of not being afraid to ask a question is important in college. Otherwise, it's unfortunate that a lot of students get left behind in subjects that they really need. So I would say, yes, I wish the school system today would be a little bit more encouraging of students to really get the tutoring help as well as the teacher and student help. But, you know, there's so much that we can do in 8 hours to kind of affect students. Mm-hmm. So I understand there's going to be things that are missing.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. Would you say that you made sacrifices during your time at high school?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to say it lightly, I wasn't the kid that was getting invited to parties. I wasn't, you know, hey, Lucy, senior ditch day. I didn't even know there was senior ditch day. Everyone went to school. Everyone I thought went to school. And I showed up and half of the class was gone. And I realized that, oh, I didn't get that text message that told everyone to not go to school. So, yes, I made sacrifices in my social life. But, you know, the thing that I realized also is that you're going to have more than enough time to have those moments in your life. College was a great time for me to pick up socially. So, you know.
Okay. Finally, would you say that you enjoyed your time there at Buena?
I did. I genuinely did. I talk to my friends a lot about this sometimes, about our experiences. And I realize that I have a very uniquely positive experience of high school. But I think the reason why might be the fact that I was surrounded by really fantastic teachers as well as really fantastic students. My senior class, I mean, are just a great group of kids. And I think another thing that I enjoyed most about Buena is that, you know, I had connection to the school that was more than just, you know, superficial. So it wasn't just like, oh, you know, I'm going to classes, I'm not involved in, you know, I'm not involved in anything. I was in part of clubs. I was in part of, you know, obviously the soccer program, but I also went to like theater groups and I went to like all of the theater productions. Like I wanted to be invested in the school. Mm-hmm. And I did the same thing in college. And so I had an equally as exciting and memorable time in college. So yeah, I would say that I enjoyed it.
Okay. That's pretty good. It was great talking to you.
Thank you, Angel.